So the way to overcome that is to actually prioritize the spiritual path, make that number one, and make everything else, if you like, subsidiary or even subservient, if you like. So it's actually is a support to the spiritual practice. And then the mind is far less likely to, you know, to get sidetracked, to think about all the things in life, because actually you realize what is the most important thing here. You realize what it is that really gives meaning in life at the end of the day, what really is that is a has a real purpose, a real goal, a real meaning here. We're actually going somewhere here. And so it's very useful to do that kind of contemplation very briefly sometimes. You can just, it's just a perception that you can bring up when you're ready, and then to overcome some of that tendency of the mind to always get sidetracked into the things of ordinary life. There's sometimes just a reminder that ordinary life, well, it actually, there's always endless problems coming. There aren't any real solution. There's one COVID, there's another COVID, and the world just goes round and round. Doesn't necessarily get worse. It's just that it's this kind of no real point or goal. Whereas in the inner development of the path, there is precisely that. So make sure you prioritize things. And of course, the magic, the remarkable thing that if you do prioritize your spiritual life is that your worldly life also improves, because an important part of the spiritual life is precisely how we live our worldly life. We live it with more spiritual qualities, and those spiritual qualities will then influence the your worldly life will just be better as a consequence. So it's not as if you are sacrificing one for the other. It's more like you're just focusing in a new way, which enhances both aspects of your life. So this is just to abandon some of the worldliness of the mind. Another important factor of meditation is to give some joy and happiness to the mind. Without that joy and happiness, you're missing the kind of the glue, the thing with the magnetic pull towards happiness. All minds are magnetically pulled towards happiness because that is what we are interested in, and that's the same for everyone. And so how do we give rise to some of that joy? I mean, it's nice to find just peace in meditation, but if we can bring in some joy, even better. And I was talking yesterday about devas, these divine beings. And one of the points I made very briefly is that one of the meditations suggested by the Buddha is called Devata Nusati or Deva Nusati, the recollection of the divine beings, the devas. And I don't know if that makes any sense to you, and if it doesn't make any sense, then please leave it out. But the reason why the Buddha taught it must be because it makes sense to some people. So if you are the kind of that kind of person, maybe you can use that to give sense to rise or to a sense of joy. And the idea with this meditation is just to remember the devas in the world. Yeah, these kind of magnificent beings who have been reborn in this remarkable realms where there's much more happiness, the life is very long, and you have all these, you're like superhuman, so basically human beings, but you are you have extra things added to your humanness, so to speak. They are magnificent beings, radiating light very often, and the outer appearance reflects all the beautiful qualities of their heart. And the reason why they were born into those realms is they exactly are similar to the sort of qualities that we are developing here. That's why they were reborn in those realms. So we are all here developing those same qualities that was a cause for those beings to be reborn in those realms. So we're kind of heading in the right direction. Regardless of how far we take this path, at least we're heading in that direction. That's already quite good. And just reflecting on that you're moving in the right direction, moving towards something positive, that can already be enough to give you a sense of uplift and joy, and feeling that things are on the right track. So these are the things I'm talking about here are suggestions for how to think or reflect on the path. None of these things are obviously obligatory, and there are many ways of using reflections, and some of those will be more suitable for different temperaments. So please just take away what works for you, what do you find suitable, and then you have a kind of, you have some tools in your toolbox to use for this path of stilling the mind. Okay, so let's try it out in practice, see what happens. Okay, so as always, close your eyes, and then when you're with your eyes closed, shutting out so much of the sensory world by just closing the eyes, that's already very nice. It's kind of peaceful to shut down the senses, because the senses, there's so much information, so much stuff coming through those senses. It's nice just to leave it out. And as you leave it out, as you become a little bit more peaceful because of that, you can feel your body much better. So make sure you are really comfortable where you're sitting here. You have no pains or aches. The meditation will last for about 45 minutes. So if you can find a posture that can last for about 45 minutes, that's great. If not, doesn't matter, you can always move. But that's the kind of the ideal. So make sure you are pain-free, and then when your body is comfortable, then also make sure that you are at ease, that you are relaxed, that you are enjoying just sitting there. There's nothing in sitting there which is not pleasant. You just relax everything. Allow yourself to indulgence on just being at ease. And as you go along in the meditation, make sure that you spend a lot of time just being the passive observer, the one who does not interfere in anything, but just allows things to arise and to pass away. And that passivity in meditation is one of the prerequisites for going deeper, because it means that you are stopping the controlling and the doing, and just allowing things to be. And this already goes against the grain of how we normally deal with the world. So be that passive observer, no judgment of what is going on, just sitting back and being aware. And if you find that your mind is settling down, you're becoming peaceful, then sometimes it can be useful just to nudge the mind very gently towards some kind of positive perception. Maybe that can be a recollection of the devas, or it can be just a sense of gratitude to all the kalyanamitas and good friends you have through the Buddha's teachings and through the Buddha society. And just by reflecting on that in a very simple way, sometimes it will give rise to this positive energy which drives you forward in the meditation. So coming close to the end, and as always, I recommend you to take just a moment or two just to reflect on your meditation and ask yourself, if you do feel more peaceful, ask yourself why that is the case. How does the meditation work? Okay, so that is the meditation. Are there any questions or comments or anything anyone has? Yeah, please. The what? The? Aha, okay. For instance. Okay, good, yeah. A part of the meditation is to have a nice atmosphere, yeah. So to have a nice atmosphere which is soothing and tranquilizing, nothing too exciting, but a very kind of something very soothing and nice. So that's, yeah, it matters. So if you do it at home, make sure you make a nice space for yourself where you have the right atmosphere and the right feeling, and then you'll be in business, yeah. Try that. Excellent, yeah. Anyone else want to say anything? Yeah. Everyone happy? Okay. Yeah. Let's see if we got something from outside. Okay. So these are not. Thank you. Okay, so these are some questions from outside of the center here. And first one is from Germany. And the question is, in meditation and daily life, is it enough to turn on the inner light and let it shine as much as possible? Is it the Buddha nature in me? And where is the light switch? It's great if you can turn on the inner light, the inner clarity. And that light kind of sort of takes many forms. The first one is just the clarity that you gain by giving rise to mindfulness, the mind becoming peaceful, seeing things more clearly. That's kind of the initial light. And that light arises simply by relaxing, by being at ease and just allowing, being aware of what's happening in the present moment. That's the mindfulness arising here. But then that inner light becomes more powerful if you gain some joy in the meditation, gain some happiness. And it's like it becomes much more shiny, much more powerful. And the light switch for that light is basically you turn your mind to some inspiring object. Yeah, and that inspirational object can be many different things. In the suttas, the Buddha mentions a number of inspiring objects. It can simply be, a feeling of having all these spiritual friends that support you and feeling a sense of being blessed. Blessed the fact that you have all the spiritual friends, like starting with the Buddha and then everyone else who supports you in your practice. Yeah, the feeling of having this support and having the Dhamma teachings and all of these kind of things there. Huh? Or it can be just a recollection of how you live. Yeah, the fact that you are probably living well, that's why you are a meditator. And just a reflection on, you know, what it means to be a generous person and getting a sense of joy out of the goodness, how you live your life. These are all the switches for turning on the light in the mind. And so this is in big part how it works. Is it Buddha nature? Well, we don't really talk about Buddha nature in Buddhism. What it is really, it is just that when you purify the mind, when you remove some of the negative aspects of the mind, then what remains is the bright part of the mind. Yeah. So our job is to overcome the negative things in the mind, what we often call the defilements and the negative intentions. And by removing those, you are left with a mind which is bright and beautiful in all of these aspects. That's where the light arises from. Huh? Okay, second question. This is from the USA. I have dizziness, allergies, and anxiety, hard to manage the problems with work. Sometimes I feel discouraged and depressed that I will not be able to have my old life back. Yeah. Any suggestions, sir? Yes, the answer is that you probably won't be able to have your old life back. Maybe you should not seek to have your old life back. Maybe that is part of the problem. Sometimes we just have to move forward. Yeah, and you have to. One of the things that when you the body does funny things, you have dizziness and anxiety and these kind of things, is to understand that. The world, often these things can have to do with the body, or they can have to do with the world outside. And to remember that the world outside is out of control. That's why we have COVID. That's why we have climate change. That's why we have political instability. That's why we have all of this kind of stuff happening in the world, because the world is out of control. That's just the way the world is. And the more you see that, the more you start to look for meaning and happiness somewhere else. You start to look for it on the spiritual path instead, because the spiritual path is the inner development of inner qualities. And that is something we do have some degree of control over. The inner life is something we can develop. The world outside is always going to be out of control. So don't try too hard to get your all life back. Try to understand your present situation in the way the Buddha taught about these things, yeah, as the world being inherently problematic, and use that as an encouragement to practice the spiritual path instead. This is where you find real meaning. This is where you find real purpose on the spiritual path. The world outside is always going to be unreliable. It is not strange that you should have some anxiety, yeah, or distress or dizziness. This is just par for the course in the in life in the world. Okay, so next one is from Indonesia. Okay. Indonesia. Hi, Ajahn Brahmali. This is Dennis from Indonesia. Hello, Dennis. Every time the nimitta comes up my mind gets very agitated, even if I'm not wanting to get the nimitta. How should I handle it? Okay, so I think the problem here, agitated, probably getting excited. Yeah, if you are having some wonderful results like that, that's great. You should be, they should be very happy that you can get these kind of results, and just keep on doing it. Yeah, and after a while, it will become normal for you. You will just enjoy whatever arises. And that is really the trick. The trick is to kind of remember these things are just nature. This is just the mind. There's nothing you are doing, nothing really to be excited about. Yeah, it's just, okay, this is life. This is what happens in the mind when you become peaceful and the defilements start to disappear. These nimittas arise. So just sit back, watch it, and enjoy it. It's got nothing to do with you. And because it's got nothing to do with you, it's nothing to really get excited about. You just enjoy the journey. Yeah, it's not your business that these nimittas arise in the mind. Sit back, enjoy the journey, and see where it takes you. But usually, over time, as you get used to it, the novelty and the excitement of these things will wear off, and then you will be more able to deal with it as a consequence. So just enjoy what is there. None of your business, just nature going along and see what happens. A question from the Netherlands. I have such an agitated mind searching for comfort and safety, and sometimes racing negative and heavy thoughts, which makes me feel anxious and sad. Any suggestions? Yes, so you have to develop, you have to gradually develop your mind, So if you have negative, anxious and heavy thoughts, so basically a lot of that is overcome by, a lot of the Buddhist path comes before meditation practice. It comes through how we live our ordinary lives. We live with kindness, we live with care, we live with compassion to the world around us. And the more you can do that, the more ability you have, will have in meditation practice. Because these two things are very, very closely related to each other. The idea of doing meditation without doing the other factors of the Noble Eightfold Path is not going to work. You have to integrate these things. Otherwise, there's no chance that these things will actually support each other and work. Make sure that you practice the other factors properly. Yes, look for the good things in the world. Metta, kindness, is about seeing the good in other people. And there's a lot of goodness to be seen. If you're part of a Buddhist community, even if you're just part of the Buddhist society here in WA, from overseas, you're already part of a community through that. And rejoice that you have these people that you can hang out with, you can meditate with. Everyone here is part of a kind of international community. And what a marvelous thing that is, to have that connection around the whole world, being part of this beautiful teachings of the Buddha that take us forward. So see the goodness in the world. When you are yourself on a spiritual path, your future is bright. That's what it means to be in the spiritual path. It means you have a bright future because you're doing the things that lead to a bright future. Sometimes people despair about climate change, they despair about COVID, they despair about all kind of stuff happening in the world. But for someone who has a good heart, the future is always bright, regardless of what happens in the world. Because your future is much more determined by how you live than by external circumstances. External circumstances are just a small thing compared to how we develop our inner life. So if you are a good person, your future is always bright, it's always positive, you're always heading in a good direction. Yes, you may have some short-term pain, there may be some problems in this world, but eventually that will disappear, and then you will be left with the good qualities within, which will carry you forward. So look at this with a lot of positivity to be seen there. Look at the positive side. Gradually emerge from those heavy thoughts. Make sure you hang out with good people, that you take part in the spiritual path with the people who are like-minded people, and then over time, give it time though, it doesn't happen overnight, you will overcome these things, your mind will become a more pleasant place to abide in after a time. Question went up that way on the screen. Can you be able to bring it down? Excellent. Okay, so the last one. This is again from the USA. Does meditation with open eyes, is that a way of doing it? I am having problems with closed eyes meditation as I get scared and end up having anxiety later. Okay, well, if having eyes closed scares you, then do have your eyes open. You can do that. You can do that at least initially, and then over time maybe you can move on to closing your eyes. It is really, anything in meditation is about what works. So if it leads to good qualities of mind, then it is a good thing to do. If it does not lead to good qualities of mind, then it's useless. So if it leads to anxiety, then don't do it, because that's kind of goes counter to the path. In the meantime, also, as I just said before, remember that there's far more to Buddhist practice than meditation. Make sure that you develop a complete path. Otherwise, it's not going to work out very well. So that is kind of, and then over time, if you develop the path completely, then you will find that a lot of these negative things, you will overcome them over time. And then one day you will be able to sit down with your eyes closed, and it won't be a problem anymore. What you can also do is to change your meditation object. You can have a meditation object which focuses on something more positive, like doing some metta meditation where you say a kind of a positive mantra or something, where you focus on the good qualities of others, and that can also help you to overcome those negative mental qualities. So do what works for you. Okay. That's it. That's it for this side of the Rains Retreat. So see you all in 3 months' time, unless you want to come down to the monastery or come here for some... I think there will still be some teachings here, but see you back maybe in 3 months' time or something here. So take care, everyone, and let's just pay respect to the Buddha Dhamma Sangha before we close for today here.